So, can spiritual wisdom be introduced in colleges and universities as syllabus? If yes, how can it be done? Srila Prabhupada certainly wanted it. He said that when he was at the GTU, Graduate Theological Union in America, he said that, you know, there should be a university that studies the soul, department for the study of the soul. Certainly, spiritual knowledge has to be there, and there has to be some system of education, some university or some educational body that provides that knowledge. Now, how that will be integrated into present education system, that is a challenge. If it is presented as philosophy, then the problem is there are different schools of philosophy. And why should one particular philosophy be considered as the absolute to be taught in schools? So that is the challenge which will come up. If it's to be presented as science, then we need empirical evidences. And there are some empirical pointers like past life memories, near the experiences, but they are not yet adequate enough to make the concept of soul acceptable to mainstream science. So then where could it be introduced? It could be introduced as values for additional value education. So if you have a spiritual foundation, then there can be then ethical values, ethics, business ethics or corporate ethics or social ethics, whatever. These will be given, this will have a stable intellectual foundation. And we can move towards a more ethical society when there is a spiritual society, when society has a spiritual orientation. That's one way of introducing it. So there are different ways in which things can be done. It should be done, and because the mainstream education system right now is largely centered on producing money-making machines. So the success of the education is if people can generate money and get salaries. They should become efficient cogs in the economic wheel. That is the primary purpose. So yes, we say that dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Dharma also leads to artha. But then the Bhagavatam's idea of dharma is apavargasya. Dharma is for transcendence, it is not formally for the artha. So how it can be introduced, that is something which our generation, future generations of devotees will have to, in each individual situation, adapt and then present. There are devotees who have been successful to some extent in each of these. There are devotees who have done philosophy graduation, philosophy doctorate and things like that. And then, as a system of philosophy, when they present the Bhagavad Gita with the bhakti wisdom, it is in many ways intellectually superior to other schools of thought. It may not be presented in the mainstream education as the absolute source of knowledge, but even if it is shown as one of the sources of knowledge, people themselves will see, oh, this makes much more sense than others. So there are some devotees who have done that as a co-curricular, extracurricular course in Italy. Matsyavdar Prabhu has made several courses which are fairly good parts of, which have got mainstream respectability. Some other devotees have entered into academics and they are trying to do some things. So with respect to science, it's a challenge because the concepts of God, soul, these don't have very easy empirical evidences. And they are scientifically controversial. So it will take more time. But I would say the best way right now to penetrate the education system is through values. Whether we talk about value education for students, whether we talk about ethics for corporate professionals, and if you can present how the spiritual wisdom can help shape a more ethical society, a more ethical student body, a more ethical corporate culture, then that is a way in which we can penetrate the mainstream education system also. Okay? Thank you.